She saw her world with a delicate, cool elegance. Anthony Penrose. Paris, 1929 to 1932. In 1925, aged 18, Miller briefly moved to Paris to study theatre design. The following year, she returned home to New York, where she studied experimental drama, life drawing, and painting. Miller was attracted to Paris as the capital of fashion and art and returned to live there in 1929. Continuing her modelling career, she was photographed for Vogue by two of the pioneers of fashion photography, George Heuningen-Hühne and Horst P. Horst. Through her relationship with artist Man Ray, a fellow New Yorker and Paris émigré, Miller surrounded herself with the artists, writers, couturiers and filmmakers of the surrealist art movement. It was in Paris that Miller took up photography professionally, with her work strongly influenced by surrealism. Learning from those around her such as Heuningen-Hühne and Man Ray, in 1930 she opened her own studio on Rue Victor Considerant. Shooting fashion stories for French Vogue, Miller established working relationships with couturiers such as Schiaparelli, Chanel, Montboucher and Patou.